Welcome,
Radio.
To Old Purpose Healing. We got a prominent show with Beth Boyd. And then we're calling our institutions. We need help.
And hey, let us run some people for God.
Hey.
From every tribe and language, people, every nation.
Hey.
Where warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
Lift your eyes to rise and shine.
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giant. The wounds of injustice are being healed by the peace.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting for some friends and family to join us in the Blog Talk Radio studio. So let us get our drums out, a table, forks, knives, whatever spoon, whatever you need to drum on your instrument so we can invite our ancestors to join us. We got some serious, serious challenges these days, brothers and sisters, conscious ones out there. And we need all the help we can get from our ancestors, our angels, and all the invisible forces out there, because there's so much insanity out. That's why we're talking about modern day sacrifices. Got to bring in the forces, the angelic forces, to beat all this evil. So let's bring in Becky one more time and drum in unity. Unity. We need unity. Here we go. Here we go.
nations. Where warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
And it's your time to rise and shine.
Wake up, you sleeping giant. Though love and justice are being healed by the peace. Oh yeah, we're bringing us power through unity. Where warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
They've got a video of her so-called friends beating her up. and they've got all this information. The autopsy is out. All this information is out about this poor woman, 25-year-old beauty queen, superstar, who was beat to death. So the insanity, the hatred is out there big time in the news, and we want to look into sacrifices, because something that this young lady's father said is that he believes she was set up. Now, to me, the setup translates into sacrifice. Just like some other popular people, notable people, Kanye West's mother, he's come out and said his mother was sacrificed. And we've down the line, we've seen rumors with gematria analysis that has showed us that these were not coincidences. And then here's the other big question. Why is it that Kyrie Irving is donating $65,000 to a GoFundMe for this young woman? All these things are a little suspicious, which makes us think about sacrifices. And they're real. So I thought tonight we're going to get a little history of sacrifices, because many people will say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. That's just a conspiracy theory. Well, we're going to break it down and get into the reality of sacrifices by first of all showing you some of the history of sacrifices and how deep the satanic evil is and psychopathic craziness that's been going on in the earth. So this first one is a brief history of sacrifices that we want to look at, so that when we get to the modern day sacrifices that we're going to talk about, maybe you won't be so resistant to accept the truth about it. And just as Bekashe sings about Yahshua bring us together, Yahshua, in my belief system, is a spirit of truth. And the spirit of truth is being attacked all over the place. We can look at Kyrie Irving recently apologized again. And in many people's eyes, he backpedaled into the plantation. Instead of moving forward out of the plantation, we're seeing Kyrie Irving was probably beat into submission, because his words this week, just recently, he said, I want to apologize deeply. Whoa, what does that mean, deeply? We want to apologize deeply, as if we don't have enough apologies floating around for all these wounded souls, wounded egos, really. And then here's Minister Farrakhan says, on the other hand, when are we going to get an apology? Meaning black folks. So interesting times. So let us go into the history of sacrifices a little bit, because if we can go into history and realize this is nothing new, there's nothing new under the sun, and this is really something that we should all be very aware of that has happened over and over and over again. And then the question is, what are we willing to sacrifice individually, and how do we interpret the news media without going into fear, worry, and doubt? So here's a little clip on a brief history of human sacrifice.
The Aztecs were a civilization who lived in central Mexico from 1300 to 1521. History has painted the Aztecs as a strange civilization, one capable of great intelligence and architectural marvels, who simultaneously worshipped a bunch of strange, angry gods and routinely, ritually sacrificed each other to them. A lot of our beliefs about the Aztecs trace back to 1519 and the Spanish conquerors of the time. And although we accept that human sacrifice was a part of their culture and religion, the extent of it is still debated today. The fall of the Aztec Empire and our subsequent beliefs on human sacrifice in their culture can be traced back to 1519 and the expedition of Hernan Cortes that culminated in the conquest of the capital Tenochtitlan and the fall of the Aztec Empire by 1521. Upon arrival in Tenochtitlan, Cortes reported discoveries of the practice of human sacrifice, horrifying the general public and lending credence to the conquest. It's thanks to the Spanish writings of the time that people saw Aztecs as a horrifying civilization who routinely murdered their own people. but how true is it? There's no question that Aztec people performed human sacrifice. Later archaeological findings confirm the practice in Aztec society, and as of 2020, 603 human skulls have been uncovered at the Templo Mayor, the main temple of the Aztecs. But Aztecs didn't invent human sacrifice, and certainly weren't the first civilization to practice it. It was actually a long-standing cultural tradition across Mesoamerica, and others like the Mayans and Toltecs also took part in ritual human sacrifice. And yet, Aztecs seem the most bloodthirsty, sacrificing more than any other civilization, with an estimated 20,000 per year dying to appease the gods. And although it seems the majority of these sacrifices were men and prisoners of war, it wasn't unheard of for women and children to also be sacrificed in the name of the gods. Why did the Aztecs perform human sacrifices? The most commonly held belief is that the Aztecs were deeply ritualistic. They followed a strict calendar and cycles that they believed were related to their five primary gods. They believed that at the end of each cycle of 52 years, the world had the potential to end, and that sacrifice helped prevent this. The legend of the five sons tells that these gods sacrificed themselves so the Aztec people could live, and that humanity only continued to survive because of their sacrifice. And so, in return, by performing ritual sacrifices, they were lending the gods continual strength to nourish humanity through the next 52-year cycle, and giving thanks for everything they had been granted. At the end of the 52 years, if the gods had not received enough sacrifices, it was believed the world would end. And so, whenever the sun rose in the sky on the day of a brand new cycle, the Aztecs would celebrate the lives given so that humanity could survive. This wasn't the only calendar the Aztecs followed. Unlike modern society, the Aztecs' year stretched to 18 months, and each month had a different festival dedicated to one of the five gods. Each festival involved giving thanks and human sacrifices to the god to continue to appease them and ensure enough people were killed to strengthen each god for the end of the 52 years. Each god required a different type of sacrificial ritual, and each sound pretty horrifying. Let's take a look at five of the gods that had specific sacrificial rituals attached to them. Although remember, there were plenty of other gods that needed human flesh too. Huitzilopochtli, the god of warfare and the sun. Huitzilopochtli was a manifestation of the sun and worshipped at the main temple, Templo Mayor. He is celebrated at four of the 18 Aztec festivals. At festivals dedicated to Huitzilopochtli, the victim would be ceremoniously adorned in the god's colors and covered in blue body paint before being laid upon a sacrificial stone. A priest would chant before raising a blade to the sky, bringing it down and sharply cutting a line through the victim's torso. Their heart would be ripped out and, still beating, held towards the sun. They'd then, in a move that seems a bit unceremonious, push the body of their sacrifice off the pyramid. The body would be carried away and either cremated or given to the warrior who captured them to begin with. The warrior would either send parts of the body to important people, because who doesn't love getting a thumb in the post? Or eat pieces as part of a cannibalistic ritual. Yummy. The warrior would then get to move one step up the Aztec social hierarchy. Tezcatlipoca, the most powerful god, and the god of night, sorcery, and destiny. There were two types of ways victims were sacrificed to Tezcatlipoca. One was in gladiatorial combat. They would be tethered in place and given a fake weapon to die fighting, facing four fully armed jaguar knights and eagle warriors, two branches of the Aztec military elite. The other was a sacrifice of a young boy, chosen to mimic Tezcatlipoca for a year until his inevitable death. And what a year it was! The boy would be dressed as the god and treated as a living incarnation, tasked with wandering the streets of Tenochtitlan, playing a flute and showered with luxury and women until the day of his sacrifice. First, a feast would be held in his honor before the boy would be expected to climb the pyramid, break his flute, and surrender his body to the priests. Immediately after the sacrifice, the next incarnation would be chosen. Xiuhtecuhtli, the god of fire and heat, and version of the old god Huiyuteotl. Xiuhtecuhtli, or Huiyuteotl, are worshipped both as one and separate entities during the festival of Izcalli. For 10 days before the festival, preparations would be made in order to commit ritual sacrifices to the gods. Animals would be captured to be sacrificed on the first night of the celebration, and prisoners of war or captives of the Aztec Empire would be burnt alongside the animals. After a large feast, the captives would be thrown onto the fire, but just before they died from their wounds, they'd be, some would say unceremoniously, yanked out of the flames and their hearts cut out to placate Huiyuteotl and ensure he didn't send a plague of fire to burn the city. Xiuhtecuhtli was the god worshipped at the end of the 52-year cycle, in the new fire ceremony. Priests and a sacrificial victim would travel to the top of the volcano Huitzilopochtli and wait for Orion's belt to rise over the top of the mountains. When it did, they would rip the sacrifice's heart from his body and light a fire in the hole in his chest, as thanks to Xiuhtecuhtli that humans had provided enough sacrifices to live another 52 years. From the fire burning in the sacrifice's chest, they then each take flames to light the ceremonial fires in temples throughout the city. Tlaloc, god of rain, water, and earthly fertility. Tlaloc was a god who wanted particular sacrificial victims, and those victims just happened to be children. The Aztecs believed if he didn't get them, the god would wreak havoc, ruining crops, withholding precious rainwater, and sending bouts of diseases throughout the land. As if sacrifice, and the sacrifice of children at that, wasn't bad enough, archaeologists have uncovered evidence of the brutality of the sacrifices to Tlaloc. The Aztecs believed that the god required the tears of the young as part of the sacrifice, and so the remains of the 42 children found at the Great Pyramid of Tenochtitlan also showed signs of suffering serious injuries before their deaths.
So, I think that's enough of that one. A brief history of human sacrifice. Why are we still doing this type of horror and hatred and evil? Where in the world are the saviors in our midst to prevent this from happening? Well, that's us. We are the ones we've been waiting for. And this type of information that we're getting today about a young woman, 25-year-old Miss Robinson, I'll call her, who was beaten to death by people who she was associating with, is just so horrifying. I've seen enough of the video that her friends put out to know that these people were possessed, obviously, with some evil spirit to be so hateful. And this video of these people, this woman beating up this woman, beating up Miss Robinson, and someone actually filming it is the worst part of it. Because you wonder, what are the minds of people who do things like this, who would even take a video and put it on the internet? It's all over the internet, the event, the hateful, violent behavior of one person who beat up a woman till she died. And yet we have people like TMZ and the New York Post, for one, who are just blasting it everywhere. So tonight we want to ask ourselves, what are we willing to sacrifice to bring about more peace and more love and compassion in this earth? What are we willing to sacrifice? And one of the audios that I want to play for you is about a musician who got into Satanism, and there was an influence of alcohol. And I have to think that that's what influenced these people to beat up Miss Robinson, is either alcohol or drugs. It had to be one or the other. Meth. It seems like meth is the type of drug that causes people to lose their effing minds and do something hateful like this. So I want you to hear just this one testimony about a musician who got into Satanism and how it affected not just himself but other people.
the greatest lie he's ever told was convincing people he doesn't exist. And I, you know, you see people, they think that he's like red. He's got a goatee and a ponytail and stuff like that. He doesn't. He's very beautiful. He's an angel. Why would he look like some monster? He's capable of looking just like you. He could be in this room right now. We wouldn't know it.
That's a scary thought.
It's a very scary thought.
Was your abuse of alcohol related to the satanic influences that you'd been dabbling in?
I'll say this. Every time I drank, I did not always do activities that were satanic, but any time I had been doing anything that was satanic, I had been drinking.
So
does that make sense?
Yes, it does. There was a relationship then.
Absolutely.
In any form of like fan and rock star, you'll get your people who'll just take it for the face value, and you get a minority who'll take it for real. To be honest with you, really, I just take it as tongue-in-cheek. All I can say is that I am not into Satanism. I'm not a devil worshiper. I've never been involved in black magic personally at all. I wouldn't know how to it takes me all my time to conjure myself out of bed in the morning. I'm not conjuring up the devil.
So that was the time, right at the time when the churches were burning in Norway, and they called it the Black Circle, which never kind of existed, the kind of like satanic underground in Norway, Sweden, and also in Finland. There was a lot of, you know, it was in the news.
Yeah.
It started to spread over to the music press that there's this crazy bunch of people looking like penguins and burning out churches. There was something new, and it was kind of like the punk rock, I guess. You know, I never saw the original punk rock happen, but it was something that people were kind of scared of. The American preacher man claimed that when you listen to Stairway to Heaven the other way around, it says something like that. And I thought that that's, in that case, it's traditionally rock and roll, because Aleister Crowley, the whole lineage, the Zeppelin thing, there's always been the play with the occult.
Yeah.
And usually tongue firmly in cheek, you know, there's a lot of humor. It's not, like, everything in life is not super, super serious, but it's intriguing.
The devil for me represents rock and roll, film, freedom, humor, essentially my life, my background, because it's so colored with so many blasphemous expressions, but I think that's one of the most common misconceptions, or you know, that makes it so hard for people to fathom that, you know, there's obviously the biblical devil, and then you have the pop cultural devil, the pop cultural devil being very much a representative of freedom and intellectualism and liberation.
I think, you know, different bands have different approaches, and there are different things that get people off. You know, if some band wants to sit and write about Satanism, or, you know, initiating people to kill themselves, or, you know, is writing about, you know, mass murder, all that, I mean, who am I to sit and tell them not to? Because I think at the end of the day, we're talking about some very basic things, which is like, you know, freedom of speech.
Day one, when I started reading and exploring the concept of the satanic concept, it just felt liberating to be discovering it for myself. You go to the church, you don't really give it an extra thought, extra reflection. You just check, and you go through life without questioning what you're supposed to believe in, you know what I mean? Oh, there's some higher power. It's called this, it's called that, you know. As a teenager, I just realized, guys, nah, it fucking stinks.
Yeah.
I don't think I belong there. So I chose the other side. I mean, the inverted side. That's why the inverted cross is quite primitive, but still one of the strongest weapons in my conversation with the universe.
So again, the thought process out there, whether it's being influenced by a satanic energy, an evil energy, a dark energy, or just the drug effect, alcohol, the modern day sacrifices are very reflective of the ancient sacrifices, as we're going to see. there are several cultures across the globe that have practiced human sacrifices for aeons, thousands of years. And what we see today in the form of rituals and people dying under mysterious circumstances is actually a reflection of an energy, an evil energy that has just come forward over and over and over again and is now present in different forms, in different systems, the music industry, the Hollywood industry, the cosmetic, and you name it, it's in just about, it filtered its way into just about every aspect of our society. And the news that we get about a young woman who is beat to death and they film it and spread it all over the internet, and I don't think they've even arrested these people who were filming and beating her up, but everyone has seen this horrible, horrifying violence, and yet some people are saying, well, it's a conspiracy theory, or we haven't gotten to a place of realizing how real this is and how it can affect everyone at some point if we don't start making decisions and choices that change the energy that we're seeing of hatred, of violence. And so we're going to talk about this until we see we make a difference in our society, because it's just something that is just mind-blowing to witness the horror and the evil and the hatred on every day in the news. And so we want to continue to educate here on Soul Purpose Healing and help all of us make decisions on what we're willing to sacrifice to bring about a more peaceful society, a more harmonious, loving society. Because this news about Ms. Robinson is just so hateful and so alarming in terms of what people will do to make money, what people will do to get attention, what people will do to have control. So we're going to be, I think we're going to get ready for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with some more information on sacrificial events that we need to be aware of. And so Naima Latif is in our Blog Talk Radio studio for Female Solution, and she's going to take us to a commercial.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Soo Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on the Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom. And we are back in the Soul Purpose Healing Studio, as well as the Female Solution Studio. So if you have a question or a comment, just press 1 if you're in the studio. 515-605-9325 is the number for the Female Solution. And here in Soul Purpose Healing, I'll see your hand when it's raised, 215-383-5863. And I'm also streaming live on Facebook, and we have a comment there of Naima Latif is giving the sign to me when she's ready for commercial. So we have a caller in our studio who's pressed 1. I'm going to go ahead and open the mic before we continue with some very, very informative audios on the cultures that have practiced human sacrifice and how that relates now to modern-day sacrifices. So let me go ahead and open the mic. I believe this is our sister, Mama AZ in Arizona. How are you? Your mic is open.
Greetings. Dr. V, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we're coming through loud and clear. How are you?
I'll take you one moment at a time, Dr. V. I just find this really, really interesting that you picked this up, because I was about to send it to you, and Spirit said, wait, just wait and see if she is going to intuitively pick this up. And I'd be darned, Dr. V, if you did not pick it up. Now, it's deeper than you being a Robinson. This is really, really deep.
Yeah. It's really deep on so many levels. Yeah.
yes, it is, my sister. But I want to ask you, this is a whole nother show, because I'd like to have a show about spirituality and demons and negative forces following you. Since you came to the planet, that I'd like to have a show about that. Now, do you think this was karmic? I don't think everything is karmic. That's my opinion. I don't believe everything, like the people say, what goes around comes around. This is deeper than that. It has to be something seriously going on within the psyche of these entities. It's like little imps that Sister Andika Hill talks about. Way back on one or two or three of your shows or whatever, about these entities that attach themselves. Family, this is deep. Now, do you think from your point of view, because you are the golden hatchet, dig them up by any means necessary in a good way to get to the truth, Dr. Z, that's how I feel about you. Now, what's your take on this, or you got to do some more research? As far as this child, it being karmic. Now, wasn't she, 29 or 25?
25.
She was 25. Okay, yeah. That's interesting. 2-5, right?
Right, 7.
That's right. That's right. And a Robinson at that. She wasn't married, so I don't think she was married.
Yeah, it's really puzzling that Kyrie Irving donates $65,000, which is an 11. And
yes,
it's like,
go ahead. Mm-hmm.
They're trying to raise $110,000 on GoFundMe for this woman. I'm like, what? What is going on? This is so deep that it just kind of blows your mind, all the questions that are coming up. Why is this happening? Why would Kyrie Irving put that much money on a GoFundMe for a woman that I don't know if he knows? Maybe he knew her. I don't know, but seems odd. But 6'5 is an 11, and I can just hear the gematria experts analyzing this from the day she passed, the day it happened, the day we were informed. All those numbers are telling us a lot, that this is one of those sacrifices, in my mind, that was just ordained. And I wouldn't be surprised if the law of attraction was involved in this as well. For me, karma is always part of the equation. You know, it's an equation why people leave their bodies when they do, at the time and day and all that. And I can't help but think in that equation is karmic energy. But also for this young lady, the law of attraction. She was a very glamorous woman for 25.
Mm-hmm.
You see her picture. She was just this gorgeous mm-hmm. beauty queen, but a lot of materialism there. And so I can't help but think the universe is trying to help come out, sacrifice our material need, our need to be so materialistic, because we attract people. These people were supposedly her friends. No.
Yes.
You don't have friends. Don't even call them that. I don't know who six people traveled with this woman to this location where her life would end. That's another.
Oh, wow.
That's 7. That's number 7. Okay, 6 will turn 7. So all of these numbers right now are speaking to me about divine order. Everything's in divine order to bring us a message about such a hate-filled crime. And how can we sacrifice some of the things we do to prevent and eliminate these entities?
Okay, that's not the only one, Dr. V.
Right.
The young lady who was a policewoman, and she was the first melanated woman that was on this police force that was appointed, and she took out 2 people. I know one crossed over, including herself, so that's 2 people. And then the third person, I think this was in New York, anyway, she's gone. Another female is gone, and another third female, that's 3, recovering from this episode. This just recently happened too, I believe. So I don't know if that was karmic. The lady that talked about it said, no matter what, love is, the heart is involved, no matter what gender you are. So from that little bit of information, it says maybe she was lesbian. It was a domestic dispute. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. If what matters is why are these energies showing its head? Why are these little imps, as Andika calls them, Sister Andika, being able to take control? What's being sprayed in the air? What are we eating that we are not growing, or we're purchasing from right people with right energy? You see, all of these are factors. I'm even looking at my circle of people and things that have occurred in my circle. And I'm like, whoa, it's like you can see the little imps within people if you are aware and you pay attention. You'll see that in it. And don't try to shove it up under the rug. I'm talking to myself. If it's your mother, pay attention, because no one is exempt from the penetration of these little imps. No one. You got to pay attention. And I'm talking to myself because of events that have happened in my life. Period. Thank us, Dr. V.
Thank us. Thank us. We'll get back to you. I want to play this piece about 25 cultures. I don't know if we'll get to all 25 cultures across the earth, planet earth, that practice human sacrifice, so that we're not so surprised at things like this happening any longer, because the reality is it exists, the energy's there, the spirit is there, the evil spirit is there. What are we going to do to change this energy and these spirits operating in our midst? So here's another one about 25 of these cultures on planet Earth that have this human culture energy.
Factsverse presents 25 cultures that practiced human sacrifice. As horrible as it may sound, there are many cultures who do practice human sacrifice, or at least used to. Many of these cultures believed that it was the only way to please the gods who were responsible for crops, weather, and other ways to sustain life. We have 25 cultures that practiced human sacrifice. China. Human sacrifice was practiced in China for thousands of years. A 4,000-year-old cemetery was found in northwestern China, and the archaeologists involved in the dig found hundreds of tombs. Many of the tombs are believed to hold human sacrifices. One of the victims was no older than 13. By the time China became unified, human sacrifice had stopped. City of Ur. The ancient city of Ur is located in modern-day Iraq, and it's where the Great Death Pit is located, and it contained the remains of 68 women and 6 men. It's believed these people were all sacrificed. Mound 72. Cahokia is a city near modern-day St. Louis, and it flourished from 1050 to 1200 AD. In this area, archaeologists found a 10-foot mound known as Mound 72. The mound is very complex, and it held the bodies of people who had been sacrificed in a series of episodes. In the first, 52 women between the ages of 18 and 23 were found who appeared to have been malnourished. In another episode, 39 men and women were found who were clubbed to death. Inca child mummies. The Inca people flourished during the 15th century AD and often practiced child sacrifices. Archaeologists found mummies of children around the Andes. According to researchers, the children were fattened up with a diet of maize and dried llama meat, and then they were sacrificed. Maya sacrifice. On special occasions, the Maya people practiced human sacrifice. Many of the victims were prisoners of war, and the sacrifices took place in the temples. According to researchers, Maya ball games would end with members of the losing team being sacrificed. Ancient Israel. The Hebrew Bible mentions human sacrifice being carried out by the Israelites on several occasions. The most popular biblical story is of Abraham, who was told by God to sacrifice his son Isaac. Before he completes the task, though, God tells Abraham that he was only testing him and that his son can live, and then he supplies a lamb for Abraham to sacrifice. The story is in the book of Genesis if you want to read it. Aztec civilization. The Aztec civilization in Mexico flourished during the 14th and 15th centuries. Archaeologists have found evidence that indicated that human sacrifice occurred during that time. Ancient Egypt. In ancient Egypt, over 5,000 years ago, human sacrifice was common. Human sacrifices have been found by the graves of early pharaohs. Over time, the practice was phased out. Stonehenge. The skeleton of a man was found buried in a ditch at Stonehenge. Archaeologists believe that the 5-foot-10-inch man that was found there was a victim of human sacrifice. Itobashira. Kamikaze pilots would often try to crash their planes into Allied ships in this area during World War II. The people did sacrifice their own lives, but it's still considered human sacrifice. Hawaii. In Hawaii, human sacrifice was popular up until the late 19th century. It's believed that people were clubbed to death by elite members of the island to control the population. Archaeologists have found that temples in Hawaii were built with altars where human sacrifices took place. They also sacrificed animals. Ancient Romans. According to ancient Roman writers, human sacrifice was very common during Rome's early history. When the Romans were defeated in the Battle of Cana in 216 BC, they resorted to human sacrifice. Greeks sacrificed to Zeus. Text and archaeological remains indicate that the ancient Greeks practiced human sacrifice. In 2016, a 3,000-year-old skeleton of a male teenager was found at an altar dedicated to Zeus. Moche sacrifice. The Moche people once lived in Peru, and they frequently practiced human sacrifice. In a temple that is now known as Hoca de la Luna, the remains of dozens of sacrificed people were discovered. Dahomey Kingdom. The rulers of the West African kingdom of Dahomey often practiced human sacrifice. By some accounts, there were over 1,000 people who had been sacrificed. Modern-day researchers believe that this number is much lower. Celtic sacrifices. The Celts thrived in Europe and the Middle East during ancient times. Ancient Roman writers claim that the Celts practiced human sacrifice on a large scale before converting to Christianity. The sacrifices were carried out by the Druids. The Nazca. The Nazcas are famous for constructing the Nazca lines, which are thousands of geoglyphs scratched in the desert floor. They're also known for practicing human sacrifice. Archaeologists have found the remains of trophy heads. Viking sacrifice slaves. When a Viking slave owner died, their slaves were often sacrificed. The remains of many sacrificed slaves were found in Flakstad, Norway. Carthage infants. Carthage is an ancient city that's known today as Tunis in North Africa. Archaeologists have found thousands of urns which held the cremated remains of infants. It's believed that these infants were sacrificed, however, there are different theories. Mongol invaders. The Mongols controlled a vast territory from East Asia to Europe about 700 years ago. It's believed that during this time they practiced human sacrifice. Prehistoric Europe. A study was published in the Journal of Current Anthropology in 2017. In the report, researchers described the evidence of human sacrifice. Most of the evidence found proved that many of the remains found did not die naturally. Researchers believe that they have found proof of human sacrifice. Ancient Korea. Archaeologists found evidence in May of 2017 that human sacrifice was common in ancient Korean kingdoms. They found two skeletons beneath the wall of Moon Castle that dated back 1,500 years. It's believed that these people were sacrificed. Indus Valley Civilization. The Indus Valley Civilization was located in what we know today as Pakistan. Images and text discovered in the area show that human sacrifice was often practiced. One image was of a kneeling person with a human head on a stool. India funeral pyres. There is an ancient Hindu ritual called sati, where a woman chooses to leap onto the funeral pyre of her husband after he died. Today, the practice is outlawed. Tanzania. In the East African nation of Tanzania, albinos were often sacrificed. These people, without pigment in their skin or hair, were seen as unholy. It is an ongoing problem even today. Subscribe for more.
Now, what I hear from all those cultures that practice human sacrifice, that do practice, is a spirit that is obviously still present in this 2022. A woman who analyzed the Miss Robinson's horrible death said that she heard from spirit that this was a sadistic ritual, meaning that people were getting pleasure out of seeing someone else suffer. And that's what it appears was happening in this video that's circulating online, is that the people filming it, the people performing the violence, were getting some kind of wicked, evil, sadistic pleasure by inflicting pain and suffering and humiliation on someone. And I think that we're seeing that in general in our society, where people don't have compassion these days. We're lacking in compassion, where people have lost their minds in one respect. And this energy, this spirit of human sacrifice is all over the planet. So that when these items show up in the news, somebody's getting pleasure even putting it out there and circulating in social media. Who wants to see this stuff? I don't really want to see this kind of thing, but it just goes to show you how sadistic our society is, that the New York Post and even TMZ, whoever is spreading this video, why they would go to the trouble of even doing this when this thing is so horrifying and so unloving, so hateful, and so violent. So we're here tonight to give you some thoughts to provoke you and maybe stimulate your thinking into what can I do to bring about a different energy, a different spirit in my neighborhood, where this hate and lack of compassion, we can end this. And I have one more I'm going to play before we go to the break about even in Africa, human sacrifices in Ghana. Yep, it's happening over
Hello,
there.
Welcome
too.
Back to my channel. It's been a while since I made a video, but today I want to talk about a story that I came across of human sacrifices and human rituals that is still going on in Africa. So about 6 months ago, in a town called Abisim in Ghana, a 28-year-old guy called Richard Appiah, it was found out that there were children that were going missing in the town, and this guy was a suspect. And when they went into his house, they found out that he had been killing children and cutting their bodies into pieces and putting the body parts in the fridge. And apparently he sells the body parts. He deals in human body parts. And then the people around that lives around him, his neighbors, have been saying that they've been seeing like very expensive cars come around his house. So they believe that he's been selling these body parts to certain influential people in the community who uses these body parts for rituals, for witchcraft, and for all kinds of things. So when I came across the story, I mean, I was shocked, but I was not surprised. Because growing up in this country, Ghana, I heard of such things happening. You know, these things, especially if you watch African movies, you hear of this all the time, how people kill other people and use their body parts for rituals, for witchcraft, and for all kinds of things. You know, the shocking thing is you would think that these things are like a thing of the past, but people are still doing it in 20-something. You know, people are still doing these kind of things. And the question I ask myself is, how does a 28-year-old guy not want to go to school and work hard, you know, and be something in the community? But he finds that the shortcut to being rich is to kill other people's children and use their body parts for witchcraft. This is because of the community, because he learns it from the community and the society that he is in. And this sort of rituals is passed on from generation to generation. So it has come to this guy's turn, and he's doing it. So this is the reason why witchcraft, you know, it's still in Africa, because they pass it on to their children, and the children pass it on to their children, and it keeps going on. you know, it's from generation to generation. And in 20-something, people are still doing this in Africa. And that's why, I think that's why there's still poverty in Africa, because witchcraft goes with poverty. And until Africa gets rid of these kind of practices, you know, poverty is never going to go away. So the things that I talk about on this channel, you know, about witchcraft and all of these things that I talk about, people are still doing, not only are they doing in the spirit, they're also doing physically. They're also killing people physically, you know. So, and it's not just this guy called Richard Appiah that has been found to kill people. It's all over Africa. It's all over Ghana. And even when, I remember when I was younger, there was another man called Nana Cheney in this very town called Abisin in Ghana. This Nana Cheney killed a woman that was coming from the farm with her child. You know, this is how wicked these people are. They adopted the woman and left her child, you know, maybe like 4 years or 5 years child, left this child by the roadside, adopted the woman, killed her in the bushes and cut her body parts and went and used it for their rituals. But fortunately, this Nana Cheney was caught. He was arrested. He and his wife that did this to this woman were put into prison, you know, and eventually this Nana Cheney was killed as well. So this is the sort of thing that is still going on in Africa. The young people don't want to work hard, okay? They learn from the society that you can become rich by killing other people. So people still go to fetish priests and they tell them, go and bring.
Oh my goodness, I can't, that's enough of that. You can become rich by killing other people. Oh my goodness. This is how far we have fallen in the society and why it is serious, serious business now to begin to look at your own life, starting with you, starting with me. What can I do to improve the energy, the spirit, to pull down those strongholds? We remember we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and wicked spirits in high places. Very popular scripture of truth of what we're dealing with. We're dealing with some unseen, invisible forces that are prevalent all over the planet. And if we don't start here and now to change our ways, to bring about more compassion, love, and truth, then this thing could get worse and worse. I believe eventually we're going to have victory, but it's time now to take the next step upward to with of compassion, love, and wisdom. So we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, if you don't have any comments or questions, I have more audios on sacrifices, especially Kanye West has mentioned his own mother and what happened with her, which I think is important to know about because most people have talked about this in the past. We heard about the gematria around Kanye West, Donda West's life, death years ago when she passed, but now her own son is admitting it. So that's significant in that we're coming into a period where truth is coming out big and strong. And what do we do with it? That's the question. So Naima Latif, your mic's open if you want to bring us more commercials. Thank you.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Cry. crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for a thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversation on higher learning with Zelda Speak for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
We're back in the Blog Talk Radio Soul Purpose Healing Studio. And if you heard that last audio about what's going on in Ghana, the same horrific evil spirits and energy exist even in Ghana, the place where many Americans have escaped to, thinking that the grass is greener over there in Ghana. And I, even my ex-husband went to Ghana, and it was not green at all in his eyes. So what it's not about running away or getting out of Babylon, the physical Babylon, as much as it is renewing our mind and healing the mental Babylon that many people are in. And so I want to play this next audio about Kanye's declaration or a confirmation about his own mother and some of the things that we are being revealed because he has the courage to speak truth. So let's listen to his own confession about his industry and what thinking about what can we change in our own life to avoid these type of events.
I ain't taking no slice from nobody. It's God. That's the only person that I serve. My mom ain't here. My mama was sacrificed.
Kanye West can end this by telling the truth.
And what do you believe that truth is?
The doctor had nothing to do with his mom's death.
Kanye West is sharing some very shocking, never-before-heard details about his late mother Donda's passing, and he claims she was sacrificed for his fame. The idea that in order to make it in Hollywood, you literally have to sacrifice someone you love has been around for decades. But we don't often hear a major celebrity openly talk about this. So what exactly did Kanye reveal about sacrificing his mom?
You know, out in Hollywood, a lot of people come up missing. Feels like it might be a lot of that.
As you all know by now, Kanye West has been effectively blacklisted by the entertainment industry and canceled by corporate America following his remarks about Jewish people. Virtually every company has cut ties with Kanye, including his longtime collaborator Adidas. And according to multiple reports, Kanye lost as much as 75% of his net worth in just 2 weeks following his comments about the Jewish community. But despite losing his platform, multiple lucrative business deals, and more than half his money, Kanye is still not backing down. In fact, it looks like he won't rest until he completely exposes the dark side of Hollywood. In a recent interview by the Daily Stardust, Kanye made some very shocking claims about the entertainment industry, and he said the only reason he's being canceled is because, unlike most celebs, he refuses to be controlled.
They can't control me. You get what I'm saying? They can control Shaq. They can control Charles Barkley. They can control LeBron James. They can control Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Not you, man.
But they can't control me. You see, it ain't no name I won't name. It's up.
But that's not all Kanye said. He also touched on a very interesting topic about Hollywood sacrifices and claimed that his own mother was sacrificed for his fame. Now, before we get into what Kanye said about his mom's passing, let's go over some context because this is not the first time we're hearing that Donda West lost her life under suspicious circumstances. Dr. Donda West passed away unexpectedly on November 10, 2007 at age 58 as a result of complications from multiple cosmetic procedures. The autopsy report states that multiple postoperative factors could have played a role, but it also says that there is no evidence of surgical or anesthetic misadventure or any other surgical procedure problem. The deputy medical examiner, Luis Pena, also wrote in the report that the manner of death could not be determined. After the coroner's report was issued, authorities in Los Angeles launched an investigation and found out that the plastic surgeon, Dr. Jan Adams, who operated on Kanye's mom, had previous convictions for DUI and at least two major malpractice settlements. Dr. Adams also showed some strange behavior in the weeks following Donda's passing. For example, on November 20th, 2007, he walked off Larry King Live and refused to answer questions about Donda's surgeries.
There are just a few things having nothing to do with them. Don't you want to speak out?
No.
You don't want to?
No. I do not.
All right, but you came here to speak out.
That's correct. But I'm going to honor their wish.
He then returned to the show in January 2008, claiming he was there to defend himself. But he once again refused to discuss the details of Donda's death, and he brought along his lawyer, who interjected as soon as Larry asked if something went wrong during the surgery.
Did the autopsy clear you of any involvement, do you think, in her death?
I think the autopsy speaks for itself. Period.
You know, Larry, if I can jump in here for one second, one of the things that I wanted to address here today is you can say things about me, I can say things about you, and people can say things about each other out on the street, but Dr. Adams is a physician, and because he's a physician, he's in a position where he is not able to comment on any care or any discussions that he's had with any of his patients, including Dr. West and any other patient.
And because Dr. Adams refused to give any details about Donda's surgical procedures and given his previous DUI arrest and lawsuits, a lot of people concluded he was responsible for Donda's passing. But then the story took another bizarre turn when Dr. Adams appeared on Inside Edition and claimed that Kanye knows the real truth about his mother's passing, which brings us to the whole Hollywood sacrifice thing.
Kanye West can end this by telling the truth.
And what do you believe that truth is?
The doctor had nothing to do with his mom's death. Donda West survived the surgery very well. She was at home.
Did anything during that surgery go wrong?
No.
Were there any complications during the surgery?
No.
Was there anything prior to the operation that gave you pause about operating on this woman?
No.
Dr. Adams pointed the finger at Kanye's cousin, Stephen Scoggins, a registered nurse who allegedly was taking care of Donda after her surgery. And according to Dr. Adams, Stephen left Donda unattended after someone gave her 20 painkillers.
Her nurse wasn't there. Her nurse was gone to a baby shower rather than taking care of his aunt. This lady shouldn't be dead. All you had to do is sit her up. And every nurse on the planet knows that. Her caregivers gave her, 20 Vicodin tabs in less than 20 hours.
Now, as far as Stephen, he strongly denied Dr. Adams' allegations and showed an email exchange with Donda on the evening before she passed, seemingly proving he was actually in charge of her recovery, and he was also cleared of any wrongdoing following an official investigation by the authorities. As you can see, there are a lot of strange things surrounding Donda West's passing. But if everything Dr. Adams said is true, then Kanye knows the real truth about what happened to his mom. Interestingly, in April 2018, Kanye claimed the cover of his eighth studio album, Love Everyone, would be a photo of Dr. Adams. And he said he wanted to send the message to forgive and stop hating, implying that he didn't really believe Dr. Adams was to blame. But if Dr. Adams wasn't responsible, then who was? Does Kanye know something about his mom's passing that's hidden from the public? Well, here's where things get really weird. While talking to the Daily Stardust, Kanye said his mom was sacrificed, and then he went on to mention several other celebrities whose loved ones died under suspicious circumstances.
My mom ain't here. My mama was sacrificed.
Me too.
You understand?
Yeah. Appreciate
Michael you. Jordan. What about him? His daddy, right? Bill Cosby, his son, right? Dr. Dre, his son. You know, out in Hollywood, a lot of people come up missing. Feels like it might be a lot of that in order to control, traumatize. They want to monetize and traumatize.
Now, it's important to point out that there are a lot of conspiracy theories about ritual sacrifices in the entertainment industry that are completely unhinged. But we also have to remember that things like MKUltra were once considered to be conspiracy theories, until the CIA admitted they actually secretly funded mind control experiments. And considering that Hollywood has always been closely intertwined with the government, it's safe to assume that all kinds of dark and sinister things happen in the entertainment industry that most people don't know about. Speaking of mind control, Kanye also recently exposed celebrity personal trainer Harley Pasternak for threatening to institutionalize him. On November 4th, Kanye shared texts sent to him by Pasternak, and in one of the texts, Harley gave Kanye an ultimatum, telling him he was either going to sit down and have an open conversation with him, or he will send him to a mental institution. Second option, I have you institutionalized again, where they can medicate the crap out of you, and you go back to zombie land forever. Playdate with the kids just won't be the same. And if you're wondering how can a personal trainer have a major celebrity institutionalized on a whim, well, that's where the story gets even scarier. It didn't take long before internet sleuths discovered that Harley Pasternak used to be employed by the Department of National Defense with the Canadian government, and worked at a military facility that performs research into different psyops for the purpose of influencing human behavior. But then, as soon as this information went viral on Twitter, this part about Harley's past employment disappeared from his Wikipedia page. By the way, the first time Kanye was placed on an involuntary psychiatric hold was back in 2016, and what's bizarre is that the incident happened at Harley Pasternak's house. So as you can see, there are a lot of weird and scary things going on in Hollywood. And whether Kanye is telling the truth about his mom being sacrificed for his fame or not, it doesn't really change the fact that the entertainment industry has a very dark side. As for the fans' reaction to Kanye's recent comments about his mom's passing, a lot of people are standing behind Kanye and praising him for having the courage to speak publicly about this. One Twitter user wrote, Kanye said his mom was a sacrifice. He really spilling the beans. This man putting his life on the line, and our people still believing he's not for the people? How can you hate this man? And another person said, Kanye broke out the MK mind control and trying to find peace with God because he sold his soul. Now he's given names and basically telling you in order to be in Hollywood, you have to sacrifice, literally. People love calling Kanye crazy until he's right, and he's right. However, there are also a lot of people who still claim that Kanye is crazy and they actually want to see him institutionalized. One person tweeted, someone on here said Kanye needs to be under conservatorship, and I couldn't agree more. Dude's lost his marbles. One Twitter user wrote, Kanye West needs to be institutionalized now. But what do you think about Kanye saying his mom was sacrificed? Let us know in the comments below, and if you thought this story was shocking, wait till you see this next video.
All right, pass the popcorn. This show, this reality show just gets more and more interesting by the day. But today's news or yesterday's news about Miss Robinson was just shocking and sad. I think because we saw the visual of the actual attack and the violence done by people of her own color, of her own culture. That's why white lives matter, because black people are beaten and killing each other. Why? What is going on within the black community is that there's no love for your brothers and sisters. Everywhere we look, the violence and the hatred and the killings against black-on-black crime is just off the chain. It's ridiculous. And here is just one more example with Miss Robinson, where the minds of people in the black community, unfortunately, have been tampered with, either with the food, drugs, or money, love of money. It's a mystery. And then I wish somebody could tell me what is going on with Kyrie Irving. He's done some backpedaling in the last couple of days, saying that he wants to apologize deeply, deeply apologize. I heard some people, and I'm sorry, guilty of not knowing how powerful my platform is. Back to the plantation he goes. Sad, sad, sad. But this is a drama show. Let's remember, we're watching a drama show that is teaching us how to sacrifice in our own lives in a righteous way, in a loving, less harmful way, so that we can be the change that we're looking for. So I have one more audio for you, just a few more examples of why this society needs us, the conscious ones, to wake up and to make a difference in our communities. That's where it starts. It starts in our communities, where we each take a stand for truth, for compassion, for love and righteousness. So let's listen to a few more examples of what is going on in our society and the reason we, in the music, even in the music industry, especially. And my audio is going round and round and round. And we'll see if it wants to play or not. I don't know. It's kind of stuck. Okay.
Yeah, the music business plays this Jedi mind trick on you, where the whole thing's set up to be rapacious and take advantage of your weakness. If you get success and you have leverage, they'll get out of your way because you're making them a lot of money. But the minute you're not making them as much money, then they step in and they start playing these Jedi mind tricks on you. We know what to do. You know, the public's going to forget about you. I mean, I've heard all these things. Like, you know, this kind of weird, like, yeah, you're in the room, but, you know, we're the arbiter of whether you can stay in the room. They do these 360 deals where it's like,
right.
If you get a perfume deal, if you, yeah. Like your whole world,
they own you.
We own a piece of your whole world. And fame is such a great quotient in American life now that you can see where kids would trade fame and give and be willing to give away like the profit part. Look no further than the deals that the record labels cut with the streaming services. They got into ownership equity deals with the streaming services in an arrangement for them to have an equity position. They agreed to very low rates for the artist's music. But as Spotify and the other streaming services raise up in their equity position, the labels benefit. So the labels pimped out their own artists to take a greater equity position in a rising business.
One thing that did happen during the 60s was some music of an unusual or experimental nature did get recorded and did get released. Now look at who the executives were in those companies at those times. Not hip young guys. These were cigar-chomping old guys who looked at the product that came and said, I don't know. Who knows what it is? Record it, stick it out. If it sells, all right. We were better off with those guys than we are now with the supposedly hip young executives who think, well, we can't take a chance on this. Because it's just simply, that's not what the kids really want, and I know. You know, and they got that attitude. And the day you get rid of that attitude and get back to, who knows, take a chance, you know, that entrepreneurial spirit where even if you don't like or understand what the record is that's coming in the door, the person who is in the executive chair may not be the final arbiter of taste of the entire population.
I don't know if most people have seen long-form contracts. They're insane. And there's all these little things thrown in. It's kind of like legislating, you know, legislature for a government. They put up this big issue, but underneath that issue, there's like 17 other little laws that they threw in that they're not talking about. So when you say yes to this one thing, you're actually saying yes to like 45 other things.
There's a worse one. They used to have damage fees with digital downloads. Digital downloads, like at first they were doing that, like they just trying to get away with murder, you know, just like, let's leave it in there. Let's see if the lawyer sees it kind of thing.
Yeah, Metallica is a big exception. But a lot of the metal bands, you've heard of that you consider very successful metal bands are in situations where they, you know, they need to diversify. I think the idea, you know, that we all had as kids, you know, we're going to make it. And our one band that we're in is going to make us all this money and be our sole source of it. I think that's gone for the most part. Unless you're very, very lucky, that's you know, that's not the case anymore.
For younger bands that don't have the draw that we do, it's incredibly difficult. It really is.
Sure.
For bands that don't understand or that don't fully take advantage of how the machine actually works, it's incredibly difficult. Every band needs to really pay attention to what their record contract says. They look at what their royalty rate is. If you realize you're getting 0.07 cents for every stream and your contract only says that you get 15 points on the record after you've recouped
everything. There's a lot of zeros after that decimal.
Exactly. So it just keeps on being reduced and reduced and reduced and reduced, and you have to really pay attention to it. You have to negotiate. You have to hardball. You have to, and you have to try and improvise and adapt and overcome. I've said that a million times.
I wasn't really taking large advances from the recording companies. I was recording the albums myself in my own studio. So the way I looked at it, I owned the work because I paid for it. And I did all the work. I created it, so I felt like it should belong to me. That said, the companies felt otherwise. And they would always hold this contract up and say, well, you signed it. And I say, well, I understand that. It's not like I want to leave. I just want to, you know, talk about this thing and see if we can't make it more fair. Of course, they wouldn't change, because if they changed, they wouldn't really exist. It shouldn't be a situation where they own the album or the work. We're talking about intellectual copyright. If they're going to be indeed a delivery service, then that's fine. But even FedEx doesn't say that they own the thing that they ship.
When I first started, I came into it with such a sense of idealism that that music was ultimately, which it is, an expression of your soul. 2 months into my first professional thing, I realized that it's a really ugly industry, like any industry would be. I'm sure logging or any industry is ugly when you start getting into the money of it. But music, in a way, more so, because it's monetizing something that is your passion.
I'm an independently owned artist. I kept my publishing. All the things that I could have done smart, believe it or not, I learned from street level in what I call the bar none, the music business. I have some great friends, but bar none is the sleaziest business in the world. It's a business where there's 50 ways to get rich and rock the world, and there's 50 ways to get screwed from just one incident.
The music industry, it is a joke. Every band that they signed, they tried to make sound like the last band to perpetuate this myth of that's what music should be. That bit them in the ass, because now we're down to watching literally America's best fucking singer or dancing with singers or whatever the fuck reality shit they got going as our source of popular music. But we still don't get fucking paid for anything we do. And we travel around town to town hoping for scraps of food and shit.
Well, there you have it, the absolute truth, would you say, about an industry that is getting a lot of attention thanks to Ye West, who is just spilling the beans, and we're seeing everyday sacrifices that are made in the way of human lives. So what are you willing to do to sacrifice? What are you willing to sacrifice to bring about a change in our society and open up the door for peace, love, and compassion to come in? So we're going to take our last commercial break, and we'll be right back with more meditation and love energy to go out into the earth to change this sacrifice of human lives. Naima Latif, your mic is open.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speak for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
And we're back in the Soul Purpose Healing Blog Talk Radio studio. And we're going into our last half hour, so if you have any comments or questions, now's the time. Don't wait till the last minute to press one to make your comment or ask a question. And I just want to say one more thing about Kyrie Irving, who recently deeply apologized for the umpteenth time, and he is somehow connected to Miss Robinson's GoFundMe account. There's something weird about this. I can't put my finger on it yet, but it's just something very strange that Kyrie Irving would donate $65,000 to a GoFundMe account for this Miss Robinson's ritual, sadistic ritual that happened. Okay, there's no coincidences. So I want to say that many people are angry at Kyrie Irving, because he's going back to the plantation after apologizing deeply for hurting people. And as I said at the beginning of the show, on the other side of the coin, Mr. Farrakhan is saying, when are you going to apologize to black people for all the harm you've done to us from slave boats and slave ships and all the ownership that took place from a certain group of people? So I want to encourage you to not get angry, don't get upset because people are not meeting our expectations. Many of us thought Kyrie would either resign or certainly not go into another deep apology about his stand or his actions that he took, because he's already apologized. But they have a term being buck, I think it's buck broken, when the slave is just beat into submission. And that's what it appears has happened to Kyrie Irving. He's been beat into submission to come out again, once again, with another apology for posting what is an excellent, excellent documentary Hebrews to Negroes. Excellent. I have the book here. I'm visiting a friend, and I have the book in front of me, almost 700 pages of the book Hebrews to Negroes. 700 pages of amazing, amazing research about the Hebrews. Yes, ma'am. Your mic is open.
I'd like to ask you to reach out to Brother Eddie Harris and Brother Lloyd Strahan, who's over there in New York, and see if they can come together on your show and talk about that little Sister Robinson, because they are both awesome when it comes to numbers. And Lloyd Strahan looks like one of my husbands, so he's no joke either. Neither Brother Harris or Lloyd Strahan. So see if you can get them to come together on your show and talk about these things with this child.
Yeah. Yeah, because this is gematria, strong gematria and Kyrie Irving, $65,000, and Miss Robinson dying on a certain day and time, being 25 years old, and six people went with her. She's number seven. It's definitely, as one of the sisters on a Hebrew Israelite woman who does a lot of prophetic readings, as she said, she heard from the Most High that this was a sadistic ritual or sacrifice for some strange reason. And I can't help but think it's tied to Kyrie Irving's deep apology again, and going back to the plantation. It's almost like they whipped him to the point, broke him to the point of creating a sacrifice for his actions in the way of Miss Robinson. Somebody had to get paid for this horrible, horrible, violent act against Miss Robinson. And Kyrie Irving is right there ready to donate after such a short period of time and all this comes out. And what is he doing? Sitting there looking ways to throw his money? For what? They're trying to raise $110,000 for her, I guess, for the investigation. It can't be for a funeral. Funeral doesn't cost that much money. But in order to investigate what happened, we all know what happened. It was a ritual. It was a sacrifice, sadistic, all of that. So it just gets stranger by the day. I'm sure more things will come out. And once they find these people who killed her, who whipped her and violently caused her death, then maybe we'll find out more information. But it's certainly a drama show that is just amazing. Go ahead.
I urge family, and I'm talking to myself, I'm learning from the experiences that I've had over the past, 2 years, and especially recently. You have got to pay attention to the people around you, family, and especially ones that are close to you. And you're not going to die if you are alone, because we are never alone. Pay attention to the people around you, because it's really gonna get to grab the popcorn, the big container of popcorn, because you're gonna need it. Pay attention to your surroundings, and I'm talking to me and the people, because a lot of those people are energy vampires, and for whatever reason, the negative energies are infiltrating on everybody. And you have to be mindful and listen to your gut. I'm talking to myself as well, family. Thank us, Dr. V.
Thank you. Thank us is right. Thank United. For those of you who are new in the Female Solution, Soul Purpose Healing family, we say thank us to indicate the United Spirits or United Souls for the us, because we together are creating this new paradigm. We're creating a new dimension. We are moving into the new dimension together that will bring the peace and calm and compassion that is so needed right now. Compassion, compassion, please. And not this violent activity that we are witnessing circulating. It's just a crazy, crazy world when people like to circulate a video of such sadistic, ritualistic activity, and then to have all these people commenting on it, and now we have a GoFundMe. Drama City, popcorn, popcorn. So I think at this point I'd like to just take a time to meditate. I don't have any hands up right now in the studio, but I want to just take time to meditate and do some breathing. And ask yourself, and by the way, tomorrow Zelda will be, another Robinson, will be on Monday morning mindfulness, talking about why we need to learn Chinese. That's going to be very interesting. So join her, Zelda, Monday morning mindfulness, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Eastern and 7 a.m. Central Time. So, we're going to, I have a caller who's first one. Let's do the caller first before we go to our meditation, because I do want to hear from you, and I want us to help one another. You help us to stay in compassion mode, in peace mode. The only way we're going to overcome the sadistic type rituals, the lack of compassion, the hatred that's being expressed out there, is for us individually to decide to walk in shalom, love, peace, and joy, and compassion. So 773-450, your mic's open. Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing.
Hallelujah, greetings for the program. For lack of a better word, to be in the balcony looking at the stage and what goes on, but I'd like to remind everybody the program's title here was about modern-day sacrifices and what are you willing to sacrifice.
Yeah.
In our lives, we can't be watching everything on TV or on the Internet like it's so important. We don't even know Kyrie Irving. We don't know Kanye West personally. Technically, whatever somebody else is doing, be they the politicians in the world that create laws and all this, they're one person. Puts up one vote, but then it takes $1 billion for them to win this election to do absolutely nothing for the people. So if the people don't do something, then we don't go anywhere. So it's time to go within and find out who you are. Go to the chief. Once you reach that, you can not only heal yourself, but others. When you come together in unity and just have even a conversation, even those that have disagreements can find they have many more things in common. And you talked about peace, unity, and love, and that's what it's about. And it's important to remember that you are connected to the people that you're around. Be discreet about the people that you're involved with and where are they going? What's their purpose in life? Are you really following your purpose? If there's a biblical scripture that talks about they were given talents, 1 to 5 or whatever, and the one that got the one just buried it. But if you just get one talent, why not just work that till you can get 2? We have to work whatever we can get. And lastly, just to show a perfect example of what somebody can do, I had a friend that had some nephews just die in a car accident and actually burn up. They weren't even 30 years old, but they were young men with college education and hopeful futures. And she said she had nightmares behind it. And it's like, I said to her, well, what is it that you think you could do to change this or heal this? What can you do? And she looked in her talent box or in her tool box and found she could make crafts and put together some tumblers. With these people that had burned up in the fire and took at least 12 of them to the family gathering or whatever after the funeral and gave them away. And it so helped the people remove themselves from what had happened and see the future in it. Until that's an example of what you can do. Only to turn around and be invited to be a part of something a week later that involved more in 10 people being buried and trees being built in their honor to say, these people live, let's do something that grows them. So just like you said, everything that you do should be about betterment, and you use everything from birth until the death for betterment. So when we twist our minds to a higher consciousness, hopefully it's called vertical consciousness, that we'll be above what we see on TV and internet and be the creators, co-creators on this planet. And we're going to be the ones to move the planet to the new paradigm of peace, love, and those nine fruits of the spirit. Appreciate your program. Just keep pushing it out, and we'll keep praying, listening, and doing instead of talking.
You, and that's the type of encouragement and pep talk that we all need every day. Thank you, Obadiah, for sharing and contributing. Because these days, people are looking in their phones more than they're looking in their friends' eyes, showing love and compassion. We have people on social media, all they're doing is looking in their phone. I walk around all the time, and I see people on their phones more than talking to each other. I see people in restaurants looking at their phones instead of having conversations with the people sitting next to them in the restaurant. So, yes, we need to, I think one of the biggest sacrifices we should make is to put the cell phone down and talk to your friends, your neighbors, your family. Put the cell phone down more and more throughout your day. And I'm just as guilty because I'll go to my phone and check things and do things that I know I shouldn't be doing because it's there. And I think all of us, when we hear these type of store sadistic rituals still going on in our society, it's time for us to connect with our brothers, sisters, and meditate. So let's do some meditation and breathing to our born of water, reminding ourselves who we are and how we need to get back to nature to heal the mind that would do the horrible crime that's been done to Miss Robinson this past 2 weeks. So let us take some time to breathe in together to these beautiful, simple words of who we are, the souls living in a vessel of clay. Breathing in and out slowly as you're practicing the worship that we have been given for us.
Born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing.
And let us continue the breathing in and out with more meditation music. In and out, breathing, inhaling deeply, inhaling compassion, wisdom, love, joy, peace. I am love, wisdom, joy, and peace. I am love, joy, wisdom, and peace. And I'm love, joy, earth my body, water my blood, air my breath, and fire my spirit. And my music doesn't want to play, but keep breathing in and out, practicing the worship of your breath, the worship of the universe, giving worship to the universe by inhaling the breath of life, holding it in and exhaling and holding that space of exhale, breathing in again. Inhaling love, inhaling love, inhaling love. Exhaling any fear, worry, or doubt. We are here to learn lessons. We are here to grow as a flower planted in the soil of earth. Breathing in, breathing in, breathing in. And breathing out. Breathing in and out. So we are at the end of our show, and I want to thank all of you for joining me. We have Valerie Finley in the Facebook comments, and we had Naima's there, and we had Zelda sent me a text about her show tomorrow. So don't forget to join Zelda in the morning, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, for more breathing exercise and powerful, powerful meditations with Monday Morning Mindfulness. And then she's going to be talking about why we need to learn Chinese. Now that I don't want to miss. So everyone, please have a good week and come back tomorrow. And remember, make the one sacrifice to put down our phone. Spend less time on your phone and more time connecting with people in your life who need your love, who need your attention, who need your eyes on them. And we wanted it one person at a time. We can change the energy that is still amongst us creating hatred. Change, change, change. It's needed. So we're going to play our global thank you ending. And we'll see you tomorrow. And I'll be on Female Solution on Friday morning at 8 a.m. with health and well-being.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you.
Thank
you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Jean Cujon. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa,
Nyabonga. Senegal. Get it. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur. Saudi Arabia. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.